Welcome back to From Our Mind to Yours. I'm your host, Destiny.
I'm D'Angelo.
And we are on episode 14.
Yes.
Got it right this time.
Yeah, with minimal thought.
You know what I'm saying? We took a week off last week.
Which felt good. We had a lot to do. It was a very busy weekend.
And it just felt like I needed to. That's like something I have been like really giving myself grace with, mm-hmm. and like, I don't want to say like give myself permission, but kind of just not getting on myself about it, allowing myself to.
Yeah. Giving yourself like, permission.
Yeah. To take breaks when I feel like I need to take breaks, yeah, and to not just push through just for the sake of putting out more videos, you know,
the sake of just doing something that's a little overbearing at the time anyways, just in general, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It just. I don't like doing that. It doesn't feel right to me. And it feels like I'm like making myself do this when.
Forcing stuff.
Yeah. The podcast is actually something I enjoy doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just not when I feel organic. Like I'm having to force myself to do it, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was nice taking a little breaky break.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now we're back. Now we're back talking our stuff. Whatever we, you know, whatever we feel like we have to say.
From our mind to yours.
And I was telling D'Angelo before we press record, I was telling him how I wanted to talk about the pressure that I've been putting on myself to figure out what I want to do with my time. And like I said to D'Angelo, I wouldn't even say like career-wise, even though I know eventually it will bring in an income and be monetized, but I've just been like putting so much pressure on myself to figure it out, and also on top of that to be good at it, mm-hmm. when in reality when you're starting anything new, like it's gonna take a little bit of time to get better at certain things, even for people like ourselves that pick things up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, you can't discourage yourself by comparing to where other people are at in that same field or same industry when you're just starting. So I've been putting so much pressure on myself to figure it out.
And be as good as what seems great to you.
Yeah. And I just got to the point where I like was so exhausted, so burnt, mentally burnt out from it. I just could not do it anymore. I almost had like no choice other than to stop going down that path and try a different approach.
Because you're just running a race against yourself.
Yeah.
In your mind, you visualize it as a mask of somebody else. You know what I mean? Because like you said, you're seeing these people, they're successful, they're this, you know their names, people know their names. You're like, I want to be that good.
Yeah. You know? But in my own way, obviously. Like
in your own way, yes. And in your own head, that pressure you're putting on yourself is you racing against you, mm-hmm. but because of that, you know?
You know, and that's another battle within itself that we've talked about before. Like,
yeah,
knowing my greatness and my potential, what I can do and what I can produce and create, having that, like, kind of hang over me, mm-hmm. knowing I can do these things, but I'm still sitting here, like, scared to do them or whatever my distractions are, whatever's like holding me back, those two like different things are like clashing and fighting against each other. It's so frustrating because like I know I can do it.
Yeah.
I know I can accomplish these things, but I'm not doing it.
And we know why. It's fear-based.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fear. It's the things, for me personally, worrying about what other people think.
Yeah. And I mean, we've talked about this too. It's almost being scared of our higher selves, right? Because we know we're capable of this limitless potential, and we're at a point in our present moment where we don't feel that in our 3D and how it reflects into the world, but we know we're capable of it. Mm-hmm. So it's like looking at a better, more badass version of ourselves and being intimidated by it.
Yeah.
You know, so that plays a factor.
And being frustrated that you're not there.
Yeah, you have to be comfortable failing, right? Because failures are lessons that teach you how to be better and better and bring you closer and closer to your higher self. So fear and doubt is what drives us not reaching that limitless potential.
I mean, that was another thing for me that, like, I didn't want other people to see me not being that great. And what I'm doing, you know?
You didn't want people seeing your failures.
Mm-hmm.
But gotta let that go too.
That and caring about so much about what other people think, gotta go.
Gotta go.
Kick them bitches to the curb. Yeah, yeah.
If you're worrying about what other people think, it's you're not being authentic.
Yeah. But I strayed off a little bit. I was talking about how putting that pressure on myself was not working.
Yes.
And so instead, I have just been focusing on the things that I currently know that I enjoy doing and that I like to do, and fostering those and figuring out how I can be better at those things.
Yeah.
And just allowing everything else to kind of flow with that.
Yeah, yeah. Let the universe present you with things to respond to.
Yeah. So that's something I've been working on myself with. I have been... What's the word in there? In there is crazy. I don't know.
I like the way you do that right there, right there. Hey, it was a word before I said it.
It wasn't a word. People just pronounced that word incorrectly.
Pronunciation is,
you know,
everything too. People speak in fucking abbreviations and stuff nowadays. So
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want you to talk about it.
D'Angelo really wants me to tell.
I'm excited for
the
her.
Pod. This. Yeah. D'Angelo reminded me earlier when we were driving to lunch earlier.
Because I was on Groupon.
Yeah, about. So nothing to do with Groupon, but he found something for that on Groupon. Yeah. He reminded me of something that I've told him a few times that I really want to do and that I will do at some point in my life. And that is that I'm going to learn how to fly a plane, small plane.
And be a pilot.
I don't want to obviously fly like commercial planes or big anything planes, like that. Yeah, I want to have my own little plane and be able to like take it out and fly it whenever I want.
And fly it yourself, not have somebody fly it for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think that would be... No, I know that would be really cool. So, yeah, that's something I will... Because,
that's something I don't want to do at all. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll drive you. Or I'll fly you.
like I love trying so many different things. We already know that. But I think about flying a plane, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
I would totally do that.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I really wanted her to share that because that's something, like, very new. Even though she knows that she wants to do it. And pursue it and be good at it. It's like brand new. Never even touched a plane control box. Don't even know what any goddamn button. I know what the outside of the plane looks like. That's mm-hmm. it. And she wants to do it. That's awesome.
That'd be dope. Could you imagine, like, we want to take a trip to, like, Southern California or something like that. And we just go get in our plane and I fly us over there? Like,
yeah, yeah. And we're just paying for gas.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome.
That'd be dope.
Definitely got to try to do that. So, aviation lessons coming soon.
Mm-hmm. You know, to go back to what I was just previously talking about, mm-hmm. I was watching a Russ interview earlier, but it was like from 3 years ago. It wasn't new. I just had never seen this one before.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was talking about how, like, the man interviewing Russ was asking him, not that he's regretful, but just does it bother him that he put in so much work on those 11 mixtapes and it seemed like it didn't do what he wanted them to do? Like, it didn't have him blow up? Yeah. The interviewer was asking him, basically something along the lines of, like, do you feel like it was a waste of time, or do you feel like any kind of like negative emotions towards it? And he was saying how he didn't, because in those 11 mixtapes is where he found like his sound, when he learned how he wanted to start like singing, mixing his singing with rapping a little bit. And he learned how to produce songs and do all of that on the back end.
Master and engineer.
That's how he became the artist that he is today was through putting in all of that work. He thought all of those songs were, every single one was going to make him blow up. And none of them did.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that just had me thinking about the point where I'm at right now and just wanting to be the greatest I can be because I know my potential. I think it's just a reminder for me to not get so frustrated, to allow myself to be in this process of mastering and becoming that version that I know I am.
Yeah.
But I have to get there first.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to put in the groundwork for it. Nobody's saying it's going to take as long as other people. It's taken other people. Who knows how long or how quickly things could happen for you, depending on what your goals are and just, you know, your determination and your energy that you feel into it.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it was just a real good reminder for me to just be here and lay down that groundwork for becoming that person. Like these different little steps that I'm taking and accomplishing along the way is what's going to compound into that like big moment where like everything happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
like Russ said in his book, or it was in his book. He said it can take 10 years to be an overnight success. I'm sure I've even said this before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I always think of that because that's very true. Like you just said, you did all the little steps. You built the foundation of success every step of the way, right? It's not about the destination. The journey is everything. It's exactly what this is, you know? Yeah. Right?
So yeah, for sure.
You could have put 10 years of work in, you know, thinking you're in the same spot you were in 10 years ago, and you wake up in the morning and your life has completely changed. Everything has completely changed. And the amount of work we've already put in to our mind, our body, our spirit, our lives in general, it's been years. It feels like it was yesterday, but it's been years. Days and days of putting in work, learning new things, implementing new things into our lives, and making changes mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So,
very proud of myself.
Be proud of yourself. You should be proud of yourself. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me.
Thank you. I'm proud of you too.
Thank you. Self-instilled confidence, authenticity fucking fuels those manifestations.
For sure.
That much more. It's like dumping just the whole bucket of gasoline on the fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Feels it. You just can't ever give up.
Never.
And if that is not even ever a possibility, you were never going to make it to begin with.
Yeah. Sorry, we're not saying anything bad, but
I'm not saying anything to anybody specifically. That was something for myself too. If it's a possibility that you think you might give up, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Well, thinking that you want to give up and actually giving up are different. Yeah. Right? Because some of us get pushed to that point to where the only way you can go is up. And giving up any more than that is like just not being here. You know what I mean?
I don't mean giving up like...
Or giving up on your dreams and...
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know how...
No. I didn't mean like I'm taking, I'm done with this human experience. Like,
yeah,
I'm out. Okay. No. I'm talking about pursuing your dreams.
Yeah. Or you can live in mediocrity with all these negative emotions and stuff like that.
I just feel like for the people that are going to make it happen and accomplish their dreams and their goals, no matter how tough time out.
Okay, and we're back. Technical difficulties.
As I was saying,
taken care of.
Had a little issue. I mean, it was D'Angelo's fault, but.
Oh yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But I was saying, I feel like for people like myself, when you have that inner knowing, that there's just quite possibly no way for you to give up. You're not ever going to give up on your dreams. There's nothing to do but to continue. Like, it's not even a possibility of giving up.
Yeah, the universe won't allow you to.
And I'm not even going to, it's not even like a question in my mm-hmm. head. I don't ever go back and forth about it. It's not something I think about. It's just an inner knowing that I'm not ever going to settle. That's not, that will never sit right with me. I would never feel content settling and not going for the things I want to pursue.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're here for elevation, growth, learning, and becoming something better than ourselves every single day. So if you ain't on board with that, you're going to get lost somewhere else.
I mean, even the times where I've struggled and like was really going through it mentally, trying to work through my own mm-hmm. stuff. Even then it was never an option, not even a thought.
Well, those even were just when learning
like,
lessons
I
for you.
Felt like, you know, when, I don't know if you can relate, but I've been in times like bad depressions where I'm just like, it's like wanting to give up, but knowing that you're not going to.
Yeah.
Not that you can't, just that you're not going to, but being like, okay, I've had enough. Like, I cannot take this anymore. But
yeah, yeah.
You're still not actually giving up.
Well, yeah, and I think that's a breaking point that we all need to reach. We need to reach that point to where we've hit our lowest of our low, and yeah, you want to give up, but all there is redirection from there.
Mm-hmm.
And growing again, you already know what the worst of it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So all you can do now is learn to get better, like you did.
Yeah.
Already in your lowest of low, you needed to get to a point of where your mind shifts and says, okay, I really can't take this anymore. Now I need to be different.
I have to do something else.
I need to do something else.
Mm-hmm. I hit that point, you know what I mean? Quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. And you'll hit it as many times as you need to.
Yeah.
To finally get past that lesson and realize.
Oh, my gosh.
What your redirection path looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is a great episode. It feels really organic.
And when it flows, it feels so good.
Yeah. And we weren't like, we didn't have a bunch of shit written down or nothing. Mm-hmm. We just, boom, this is us.
And you know what? That's another thing Russ was talking about in that interview. He was saying how he experiences writer's block a lot, like all the time, but he feels writer's block is just overthinking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He's like, and so he'll just go into his studio with nothing written down and just turn some beats on and just like force himself to just start saying and just stuff and seeing what comes out.
Yes. I think a lot of people, they get writer's block when they think about what to write that other people would be attracted to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's most of everyone's writer block. In a way he does, the way he combats his writer's block is throwing himself in a situation where only the result
whatever comes
of authenticity
to mind.
Yes mm-hmm. is the result of what he's making. You know, when you sit there and you think and you write and you bask upon like what's been good before, what people have liked, what has hit the charts, what hasn't, blah blah blah, I think that creates the block there. And mm-hmm. that's a great way for him to you know, mitigate that, is to just boom, throw yourself in a situation where only authenticity could flourish.
I mean, essentially that's what we do when we come to record mm-hmm. and we don't have anything planned out beforehand.
Yeah.
Because like those times that we have done that and I go and look at my phone on the different topics that I've written down, different, like I'll be having like paragraphs sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
When I go to go talk about it when we're recording, it's just not,
doesn't hit the same.
It doesn't flow. It doesn't hit the same. It doesn't come out the same way as when I felt that energy and felt what I like was thinking and fueling it into my notes app. It's not coming out the same way because I already like passed that energy.
Yeah, yeah. And you felt it already.
You know?
Right.
And sometimes it still worked and I was able to, you know, still flow and other things came out. But sometimes it just felt like I was just repeating myself. It felt forced. It didn't really feel like, didn't feel
like you were reading a pair of lines or something for like a movie or a script. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I just like so you can get it right the second time.
I like when we come in here with nothing planned out.
And just
do
it.
But I also like, we need to feel like we want to record.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't be like. That's
the only difference. Yeah. Right. Even prepared, sometimes we don't feel like we want to record.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So being unprepared and still feeling like you want to record, I think that's usually the better way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you flourish that way. Some people, right, they absolutely works. Need, in their human design, to be organized.
Yeah.
To flow. Yeah. I mean, we can flow without being organized.
I think that's, I've noticed that with myself since I started making these videos, like, not just for the podcast, but just videos in general.
Yeah.
I do best when I just let whatever wants to come out, come out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Instead of trying to formulate and plan stuff out. It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, not everything needs to be articulated and have like a, you know, you don't have to think very analytical to put it together and
mm-hmm.
boom, 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 and make it work this way, that way, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think spontaneousness is good. It's great.
Spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
I love spontaneity. I love spontaneity. I love being spontaneous. I just love spontaneity.
Yeah. What do you say? What do you say it again?
Spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
Naity.
Naity.
Spontaneity.
What?
Being spontaneous.
Oh, oh. Why don't you just say being spontaneous?
Because I can say another however word you want. Too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought I was hearing what you were saying, but I'm like, no, I got to hear that again.
Spontaneity, the condition of being spontaneous.
Oh, it's a condition now. You've been diagnosed with spontaneity.
The example on Google is she occasionally tore up her usual schedule in favor of spontaneity. Okay, Google.
Ooh, Google, you are so smart. Oh, that's good. That's funny.
Yeah, that was cool. Dropped a little sprinkle of gems here and there.
Yeah, yeah. Those are gem seeds, and they're going to grow a gem tree.
D'Angelo thinks he's a rapper. Maybe he is.
That's easy.
We'll D'Angelo will be dropping a song a week starting next week.
Yeah.
That is the end of episode 14.
Yep.
Right. I almost right. missed it this at the end.
No. Yeah, no, we got it. 14.
Episode 14. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope there was something that maybe you resonated with or maybe you learned something.
Yeah, maybe something you can implement share. In your life.
Mm-hmm. As always, if you liked this episode, go ahead and give it a thumbs up and subscribe and turn your notifications on so you know whenever we post a new episode. And also follow on Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening to it.
Yes.
And we will catch you guys in the next episode.
Next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Why'd your voice shake like that? Bye.
Did it? Oh.